Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:10 on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show as our You Decide 2024 coverage continues at the convention in Milwaukee. The energy in the room as a bandaged former President Trump made his way to the convention floor. It was raucous, certainly, as he received that long and loud ovation hours after J.D. Vance, a relative political newcomer in terms of elected office in the Senate, all of 39 years old, is now his running mate. Jared Halpern up after anchoring our coverage deep into the night. Can you kind of give a sense for the energy that was there throughout the event yesterday?
You know, I talked to one of the delegates after the night ended and kind of asked about that moment where the former president walked out, right? It was a high energy, very emotional moment, has the bandage on his right ear. I said, you know, how big a surprise was that for the delegates? He said, you know, I think they wanted to keep it a surprise. It wasn't well kept. In the former president's defense, he doesn't really travel with a small footprint, right? So you could see about 10, 15 minutes sort of before that moment, security start to kind of move delegates. They needed to create kind of that pathway. So it was clear that something big was going to happen. That was certainly a big highlight, maybe the highlight certainly of the evening. First time we've seen former President Trump in person since that shooting. And the thing that struck me, Rich, it was two nights removed from the attempted assassination. It was a remarkable moment. You did not hear a lot about the shooting from the speakers. Tim Scott probably spoke about it most directly, but it wasn't like overshadowing the convention. And even as the former president walked out, Lee Greenwood's playing God Bless the USA, but it wasn't a kind of a moment that you know, the shooting overshadowed. It was really one of those moments where the president came out. He looked really gracious. He looked like he really was appreciative of this moment. And it was also, by the way, the first time that we saw the ticket. It's extraordinary that that didn't leak, that the ticket, yeah. The pick of J.D. Vance. Now, I understand it didn't leak because the decision was not made until yesterday. in fact, we had reporting that J.D. Vance found out that he was the nominee for VP 20 minutes before the Truth Social post.
Wow.
So I was on the floor when he came out. He looked still like he was trying to process this. His life is about to change in a major way.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have a lot of time to kind of process that before the coming out party, if you will. He's 39, which he is the first millennial now on a major ticket. So my generation finally getting our due. He will be, if elected, the first vice president younger than me. So I'm going to have to deal with that. He is the youngest VP. He's young, right? Nixon, I think, was 39, 40 when he was first on the ticket. Dan Quayle was 41. Paul Ryan, I think, was 42, 43. But it also speaks to me as a pick that is not about regional balance. It's not about shoring up a political group or a block of voters. It is about a generational kind of leadership. Donald Trump, if he is elected president, only gets one more term. This seems to be a pick that solidifies to me that MAGA movement of the Republican Party. Mm. You have a 39-year-old running mate who has been cut from the same cloth as Donald Trump, at least the way that he has governed in the United States Senate. There was a ton of support for J.D. Vance on sort of that side of the party. We understand that Don Jr. was a big advocate for him. Some of the other senators, Republican senators, were pushing hard for Marco Rubio. They thought that politically that might have been a smarter choice. But I think as you look at former President Trump and the decision he made, this is a way to kind of set up not just this election, but really his movement, this Republican Party, well beyond a Trump presidency.
Do you see Trump and Vance and other speakers over the coming days embracing the storyline of how Vance transitioned from a never Trump and some of the language that he used, including in his famous book, to kind of coming full circle and now being one of his most vocal supporters?
I think Trump likes that. I think the idea of sort of people coming into the fold, these converts, if you will, is a big part of the story that Trump is trying to tell. You saw that play out, for instance, yesterday. There were a lot of speakers that were not initially supporters of former President Trump that came and talked about him. There were some of those average, everyday American speakers who described themselves that way, a member of the Steam Fitters Union. There was the influencer Amber Rose who talked about it. And how about the night's premier speaker, the president of the Teamsters Union, Rich? The Teamsters Union spoke, the president, he did not endorse Trump, but it was all but an endorsement, and talked a lot about how neither party has done enough for unions and sort of the working man and woman and these essential workers, and that he'll talk and go to any room that will have him. And he praised this Republican convention, and specifically Donald Trump, for opening up this Republican convention, a party that, you know, over the last century has been pretty hostile to unions, now inviting this union president, the Teamsters president, who had a viral moment with a Republican senator a couple of months back where they told him that they almost came to blows in a hearing room. It was remarkable. Yeah. He referenced it when he said, "Get your butt up." That's what that was from. So I think that's part of the narrative, too, that Trump is trying to build with this convention over the next 3 nights.
Yeah, not only you, but we also heard earlier from Brian Kilmeade about that might be the biggest moment other than the Vance nomination and pick and ultimately his appearance. But that Teamsters appearance, big. What are you looking for today? What's on tap for coverage tonight? Again, at 7 o'clock here on WOKV.
Well, we're going to hear you talk about critics of Trump who are kind of coming into the fold. Nikki Haley expected to speak tonight. I am fascinated to see what her message is. If there is a part of this Republican convention, a part of this Republican Party that is not yet fully unified, it is on the issue of foreign policy. It is on the issue of Ukraine, funding for Ukraine, assistance for Ukraine, the U.S. position on Russia. There were speakers yesterday who were very critical of continued U.S. support for Ukraine, this sort of antagonizing of Russia. Nikki Haley is not one of those Republicans, right? That was a big part of the reason she ran against former President Trump in the primary. She initially was not expected to speak here. That changed over the last couple of days. I am fascinated to see what her message is to these delegates, if she softens her position on foreign policy or if she tries to talk about it in kind of a big tent way, that, you know, this is a party for all comers. So I think that'll be something worth watching and paying attention to this evening.
All right, we'll hear you, Jessica Rosenthal, and the team starting at 7 o'clock tonight and full coverage again tomorrow on Jacksonville's Morning News. Jared Halpern, our guy in Washington with Fox News Radio.